This is Ted Kennedy. The Bush administration ignored obvious warning signs before Iraq's invasion of Kuwait. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, President Bush landed hard on Iraq after the invasion of Kuwait. He deserves high marks for his strong actions against Iraq's aggression. But you can't say the same for the administration's action before the invasion. Perhaps nothing would have stopped Iraq from occupying Kuwait, but for months the State Department was coddling Saddam Hussein in ways that seemed to give him a green light and encouraged him to think he had nothing to fear from the United States. On the very eve of the aggression, when U.S. intelligence had solid evidence that invasion was imminent, the State Department looked the other way, lobbied hard against a bill in Congress to impose economic sanctions against Iraq, and said we had no defense commitment to any country in the Persian Gulf. A stitch in time saves nine, Al. In this case, it might have saved Kuwait.
Ted, talking out of both sides of your mouth can hurt more than a trip to the dentist, especially when you have to grudgingly admit President Bush is doing one fine job. You're like that old Monday morning quarterback, and I have to chuckle at the feeble attempt to blast the administration's actions before Iraq invaded Kuwait. Ted, I remember 4 years ago when you stomped and ranted around railing against Reagan for protecting Kuwaiti tankers with American flags and our U.S. fleet, remember? Ted, you rattled on how the president's action was a violation of the War Powers Act. You pumped it up that our ships would become a, quote, floating Beirut barracks in the Gulf. Ted, keep those old tired clinkers in your hearth. Maybe if you hadn't helped to scuttle President Reagan's actions in the Gulf 3 years ago, President Bush would not be dealing with the tough decisions that face him now. Way to go, Ted. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the use of natural gas to solve the energy crunch and clean up the environment. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.